Sea urchin roe is popular with Asian communities for aphrodisiac purposes. It's a known combatant of prostate cancer, very high in vitamin A, and upmost, it tastes great.
Well, yeah, taste great will be at the top of my list. I didn't realize that it had all sorts of good qualities for us as well. I remember as a child eating it straight off the beach with someone just cutting it in half and squeezing a bit of lemon.
Yes.
Would there be many people in Australia, you think, or even in fishing communities that are familiar with eating sea urchins that way, or is it really more limited to certain ethnic communities?
You'd find a lot of Islander Maori people. It's a very traditional food. Samoans that will still collect sea urchins from rock pools and eat them straight from the shell. It's also, you have receptors in your brain. Apparently it has an addictive, the more you eat, the more you want to eat. So through their generations of eating it, they really enjoy
They've become more and more addicted to it.
it.
So,
Yeah.
why have you become addicted to the sea urchin?
I really enjoy diving. We had this massive resource. Globally, sea urchin stocks are in decline due to climate change or global warming, whatever you want to put it down to. They've migrated from New South Wales to Tasmania. A lot the same as gorse, rabbits. They've adapted to our marine habitat. They're more prolific here. They breed and grow to larger quantities and higher roe recovery than in New South Wales. The research always said that the ones here were the roe was bitter and not suitable for human consumption.
So your native Tasmanian sea urchins,
No,
the
the
one.
New South Wales ones, the Centrostephanus, they were accepted in New South Wales by the Maori communities, and I saw a challenge. I always enjoy a challenge, and we mucked around, and with a bit of assistance from a New South Wales processor, we got them to acceptable. We started out with one customer in Sydney, and within a short time through sampling, now they're constantly on the menu at Tetsuya's, Key, most top end, either directly from us or via other Sydney wholesalers. They're in the top restaurants in Sydney, Melbourne. We've seen roe as far as Nhulunbuy in the Northern Territory.
So, are you pretty much the major producer of sea urchin roe in Australia?
We would be the largest now in
Yeah.
Australia, yes.
You're not the only one.
No, there's two others in New South Wales and one in Tasmania.
How come your product has cornered the very demanding chef market, do you think?
Previously to us starting processing, around 80% of the sea urchin roe consumed in Australia was imported from Chile. Obviously, a fresh Tasmanian product will always, attract that premium market over an imported product.
We were amazed when Julie gave us a taste. I think we tasted the one in brine first and think, oh, it tastes so much better in brine than the stuff I bought at the fish markets, theoretically very fresh. And then we tasted the dry product. Oh, that's even more intense. So it's obviously not the brine that was doing the goodness, it's the product itself. So do you think a lot of that is to do with just the sheer freshness of it?
The freshness and processing techniques. Before we started commercially processing, I probably did 2 years of mucking around different ways of processing. Through researching, I came across a Japanese client in Sydney that gave us some of the, obviously it's an age-old, handed on, like the secret herbs and spices of Kentucky fried chicken, and he relinquished to be able to get a supply from us. He gave us some of the Japanese processing techniques that we were able to dispel the myths that it was too bitter for human consumption.
Well, that seems a very fair trade-off in order to get a good product. So, without revealing, obviously, that there must be things that you don't want to reveal about your process. I've sort of foolishly assumed that apart from wearing stout gloves, it would be a fairly straightforward process to get the urchin roe. So, could you explain?
I guess the trick to it is there's no set or fixed formula because the roe condition changes. If you liken it to an apple, at the start of a season, a fruit tree has apples, but the apples are tart and bitter, and throughout the season, then they end up overripe. The sea urchin roe is much the same at the start of the season. It's edible, but not prime ripe condition. So your processing techniques reflect the condition of the roe as the season
So
continues.